Sin lies dormant until it is activated by something external. You were born with it. You got saved. God forgave you your sins. But the flesh, you must contend with. And your ability to do crazy stuff is on the inside of you. You have to learn how to discipline the flesh daily. Else, purity of heart will never become a realization.
Life is a journey, and as in every journey, you need a roadmap. Today, on Your Roadmap to Success, you will receive detailed instructions on how to navigate through life successfully. Welcome to Your Roadmap to Success with author and teacher, Neil Achampong.
Last week, we talked about that the human heart vetoes any and everything you do. You can fast, you can pray, you can do anything that you believe should bring an answer. It will not bring the answer because God is only looking at you. 1 Samuel 16, you all remember when the prophet Samuel comes into the place to anoint a king for Israel. The scripture says, he looks on Eliab and he says, it's got to be him. And God says, it's not him. And later on, listen to the words God speaks. He says, man looks on the outward appearance, but I look on the heart. The only thing God is interested in is your heart. I wanted to point to the physical thing, even though that is not what we are talking about. But for something that you can relate to, everybody put your hands around your heart and say that God is interested in my heart. Nothing else but my heart. Say that. The book of Jeremiah 17, let's review last week's lesson and I'll flow into today's information. Jeremiah chapter 17, look there with me in the 10th verse. I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind. I, the Lord, search the heart. And I test there, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. In other words, the scripture says, whatever we receive from God is a direct result of our heart condition. Your heart what? Condition. Say with me, my heart. Come on, say like you mean it. My heart. Vetoes. How many of you understand the word veto? It means it overrides it. So you can be asking God, heal me. And God sees in your heart unbelief, you will not be healed. Sometimes the autopilot thing has become so common. And God is looking at things and he's saying, that's not how I want it. I pray that we learn. If my heart controls what I receive, then I must learn to work on my heart's purity. And today I want to talk about that. The pure in heart, or simply my heart's purity. God wants a heart that is pure. And to be honest, many people's heart are not pure. It took me years to understand what it means to have a pure heart. And I pray that God will help me today to be able to teach this truth. My heart's purity. Everybody say that with me. Young people, listen to me. If you keep following your parents to church and do not put your heart into it, your heart is vetoing your coming into this place. It will not make you a Christian. You have to be intentional and say, I want to do this. I want to be a part of this. Amen. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. my heart's purity. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Say that with me. Notice that the scripture does not say, blessed are those who go to church. It does not say, blessed are those who fast and pray. He is not saying, blessed are those who work miracles. He's not saying, blessed are those who preach and teach. But blessed are those who are pure in heart. For they will what? See God. It is good to go to church. It is good to fast and pray. It is good to do all the things we talked about. But whenever it is done with a heart that is not pure, it amounts to nothing. This is why in the book of Matthew chapter 7, look there with me, the 22nd and the 23rd verse, the scripture says, and on that day many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name we drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles. Then I will say to them plainly, I never knew you. Because he is looking at your heart, not the casting of demons. Today we measure spirituality by the person who can cast out demons and give so much prophecy. Pay attention. You all remember that the disciples came back and they said, Jesus, even demons bow. And Jesus said, and not so fast, because it is your heart I'm looking at. It is time that the church changes the parameters with which we measure spirituality and success. Spirituality and success is not crowd, because Elon Musk has created work and millions are in it. Tell me how much of the Holy Spirit baptism is on him. Never use crowd to measure spirituality. I told you I didn't come here today to preach to someone who wants to have church, but I'm here for someone who wants to be part of the army of God. In those last days, Jesus said, in that day, I will tell you plainly, I don't know you. Why? Because when he looks at your heart, you are not his. Even though you are prophesying, even though you are driving out demons, even though you are performing miracles, I am not saying prophesying, casting out demons, and then doing miracles is a bad thing. But whenever you do those things without a heart that is pure, I would define it, God is not interested in it. So I want us to delve into what it means to be pure in heart. The first thing I would like to state before I give you a definition is that purity of heart is not about perfection. It is, God is not asking you to be perfect, because as long as you are in this tabernacle, you will not be. But he wants you to work your way up. Purity of heart is not being blameless, but intrinsically. In other words, inside of you, you are void of pretense, hypocrisy, falsehood, deception, wickedness. Sometimes you can see people who are doing things, but those things may look good, but the motive with which they are doing it is wrong. Never applaud anything that you see until you are privy to see the motive behind it. Now let's define it. A pure heart is a heart that has no hypocrisy, no falsehood, no deception, no hidden motives. In the book of John chapter 1 verse 47, the Bible says that Andrew brings Nathanael to Jesus. Jesus see the dude and he said these words to him. You all remember before Jesus spoke to him, what did Nathanael say? Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? The guy did not believe in who Jesus was. But notice the words Jesus. He says, of a truth, this is a true Israelite in whom there is no guile. The word guile is pure in heart. So you don't have to be born again to be pure in heart. In fact, The people who have a bad heart, mostly, are Christians. Because Satan knows it's a requirement, he will make sure you don't maintain one. A pure heart does the right things for the right reasons. Your motives is only to project Jesus and Jesus alone. I remember many, many years ago when I said to the pastor that I serve, that I sense the Lord is asking me to go and start a work. He told me, you can do whatever you think. I wanted him to give me time so I can raise people before I left, because my heart was pure, that I was not leaving to destroy the work I was leaving behind. He did not agree until the last day I left, and later on I was called to go back for them to send me off. And I did go back for them to send me off. I am not saying my heart is completely pure, because purity of heart is a lifetime journey. It is something you do day by day, moment by moment. This is what your Christian walk is all about. If we will be pure in heart, we must know how to deal with two things: sin and the flesh. They are not the same. When you are born again, because you confess your sins, 1 John 1:8 and 9 says, if you say you have no sin, you deceive yourself, and the truth is not in you. But if you confess your sins, God is what? Faithful and just to forgive you. So if you confess your sin, God forgives you. One confession, you deal with sin. But one confession will never deal with the flesh. You're born again, your sins are forgiven. But the flesh, which I call the old nature, the old you, the thing that is stuck up in your heart, ain't going to go away overnight. It takes meticulous dependence on the Holy Spirit for that to happen. Amen. The message I'm about to preach is not only for adult young people. Listen to me. Every human being, all 8-point-some billion of us on the face of the earth, when you are born with the potential to do any and every crazy thing. In fact, all of you sitting here have the ability to fornicate, including me. All of us sitting here, we have the ability to commit adultery. All of us here, you have the ability to be proud. And sometimes, you know, you talk to young people, you say, oh no, I would never do that. No, the potential is there. What did David say in the book of Psalms 51? He says, in sin did my mother what? So, whenever you were born, it was not just the DNA of your parents that was coming together. The sin nature was also transferred to you. I have often heard parents say things like this: I raised my child in church, but after they went to college, they have changed. Have you heard that before? Now listen, please write this statement down. Sin lies dormant until it is activated by something external. You were born with it. You got saved. God forgave you your sins. But the flesh, you must contend with. And your ability to do crazy stuff is on the inside of you. You have to learn how discipline the flesh daily, else purity of heart will never become a realization. So that child was raised in church. They sang, they played instruments, they worshiped, they did all good stuff until they got to the college campus and something exterior activated something in them. How many of you couples used to say, this is not the man or the woman I married? Anybody here like that? Because the playboy is already in them. They were born with it. it lies dormant until the day you started shrugging him or her off and somebody else showed up and it stirs up that old nature. Tell the person sitting next to you, when Jesus saved you, he forgave you of your sins. But you have to contend with the old nature. The ability to be an idolater is in that husband. The ability for that wife to be disrespectful is in them. It's inside. You were born with it. And please, you must understand yourself. If you really want to become better in your Christian walk, never ever overestimate who you are. I have often had meetings that whenever I sat on my table and the next person who was across my table and was a lady, and then whatever they were wearing, they are dropping and showing me their cleavage, meeting is over. Because I understand that the flesh can never be overcome easily. And if you fail to recognize who you are, young man running around with a girl and they are telling you stop it and you're not stopping it, until something on the external activates you. Why are you watching videos? Because they are giving it to you because they know the potential is inside you and they need something external to activate it. Satan is strategic. He understands how things work, and I pray that you will understand it too. It's not because your parents are crazy and they're talking. It is because they know that something on the exterior can activate the potential for sin that is already in you. So never walk around and say, I will never do this. I remember before I became a pastor, I used to say, why can't all these pastors get together and become one? Why are so many of them proud? Until I got to a place and pride began to shoot up on the inside of me. Then the other one who I feel doesn't like me, I chose not to like them. Because the potential, you see, the time I was talking nonsense. I've often heard people say things like, oh, Daniel, purpose in his heart, and we are going to purpose in his heart. Have you been offered the king's meat before? Have you been offered that? When it is offered to you, you will realize that you are nowhere close, Daniel. Today, I pray that we ought to pay attention to the things that are on the exterior. Jesus said it. It is not the things from the outside that comes to make you dirty. It is what is inside. It's already in you. Anything you do is already in you. Something on the exterior activated it. And we must be careful what we are allowing to activate this. Please write this down. When it comes to the flesh, no human can make it on their own. They are no champions. I've often heard people, you know, when we fast and we pray, in the name of Jesus, in the name of we bind. You can bind and Satan shows up the next second. He activates something on the exterior because he knows the potential for that particular sin is in you. My grandfather used to drink like crazy. I've seen a couple of my uncles do the same. My father is worse. So the potential to be an alcoholic is already in me. So I don't show up in parties and mess around with alcohol. Anybody who decides they don't want to know who they are, excuse my language, you are just foolish. If you really want to a pure heart with God, you must protect the things from exterior that activates the potential of sin in your life. Do you know yourself? No wonder the prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is desperately what? Wicked. And he asks the question, who can know it? Because sometimes you don't even know yourself. Learn to know yourself. Learn to. There are movies I don't watch. I don't care how nice they are. they activate stuff. Don't sit there and say, I can sing every song, because it is the things on the exterior that activates your potential for something in you. So when Satan is presenting, he will let you say, but what is wrong with the song? That dude is sneaky, man. When I say dude, I mean Satan. He's sneaky. Because he already knows that you have a potential for certain behaviors. How in the world that there are songs when you hear, all of a sudden you want to worship. Then there are songs when you hear, you just want to boogie. And he will not give you the one to worship. He will give you the one to boogie. Because he knows that when you start shaking your butt left and right, it activates something in you that will never allow you to be a person of purity. I got up this morning, I felt a little sick because I know the devil wants to stop me from delivering this message. But I chose not to give in. Are you guys with me? It is time that the church needs to understand that the way we measure spirituality and success, it needs to change. Money. You know how sometimes we feel if the person has money, then he's more spiritual. God has blessed them. But guess what? There are many who have money and have a pure heart, but there are many who have money and their heart is in their money. Notice where Jesus said, wherever a man's treasure is, there you go, there will his heart be also. So if your heart is in your treasure, it's not with him. Amen? Are you learning anything? Money, fame, influence, anointing, prayerfulness, knowing the scriptures, all these things, they are very good. But without a pure heart, these things are meaningless. Jesus said, on that day, I will say to many, I never knew you. So let me ask you, musicians, all your singing, why are you singing it? Are you doing it with a pure heart? Ushers, when people insult you because they won't sit at the place you want them to sit, why does it bother you? It should bother you if you are not after God. But if you are after God, just ignore it. Because it is part of the things God uses to mold our hearts. Amen. Is somebody learning today? Please write it down. There are three kinds of believers in the church. I personally made a decision I will be only one of them. There are believers who have authority over things. And whenever they pray, you notice that your prayer is about things. In the book of Matthew 25, verse 21, you all remember the parable of the talents. The Bible says that he gave one, five, one, two, and then the other what? One. Then the one who had five came back and says, Lord, I have done so much with it. And he says, faithful servant, I give you authority over what? Things, over many things. Because you have been faithful in little things, I give you the authority over things. Things like what? Money. Things like fame. Things like houses. And please notice, this is the basic. But that is what we measure spirituality by. Now, you got to go beyond it. I said you got to what? The second level of authority is those who have authority over nations. In the book of Revelation 2:26, he says, the one who overcomes, I will give him authority over nations. In other words, they understand what God is doing in a nation. When you take them to a place, they know how to bring people together. But the highest level of authority is the people who knows God's program, and God comes down to consult with them. Would it be okay for me to review that with you? Those who have authority over things, And there are many believers, that is all they want. So I can have cars. That is the barest minimum. And you can have those things without a pure heart. The truth is, those who know God's program, their hearts are pure. This morning, I am calling on every single one of you, every one of you in this building, and those who are listening to me online, and my sons and daughters who are mentoring. Understand that the call of God is not for things and just for ordinary things. God wants us to know His program and follow it. How many of you remember Brother Abraham? You remember Brother Abraham? What did God say about him? He says, shall I hide anything from Abraham? How righteous was Abraham? But the guy's heart was pure. I've often heard many believers say things like, he calls me friend. God only calls people friends whose hearts are pure. Not just people who are after things. Shall I hide anything from Abraham? He says, no, I'm going to tell him about what I'm going to do in Sodom and Gomorrah. And when he comes, Abraham begins to intercede. It takes a person whose heart is pure to stand toe to toe with God and ask God to rethink his decisions. Are you here with me? The things you are doing, ask yourself, is it with a pure heart? You are working for someone. You are cutting corners. You are stealing time. You are stealing supplies. But you are praying, God, give me my own business. Your heart just vetoed your prayer. And God says, I'm looking for somebody with a pure heart. I've seen people who, because they don't have platform in churches, would want to begin something of their own. No, I believe God calls many. And if God has called you to start a work, please do so. But check your motive. Is it because you don't have a platform somewhere, that's why you're doing it? Or because you seriously believe this is what God wants you to do? Purity of heart. Purity of heart. Purity of heart. Many believers will end up in hell, not because God is evil, but because we have never checked our motives. Our hearts are not right. How many of you remember John the Baptist? You remember John the Baptist? Let me see your hands. How many of you remember John the Baptist? You remember John the Baptist? In Matthew 11:11, the Bible says, among men, there is no one who come close to John the Baptist. You all remember that statement? He says, for all the prophets, so Elijah, Moses, all of them, all these powerful guys, the Bible says, John the Baptist is greater than them. Question, how many miracles does the Bible record that John the Baptist performed? If John the Baptist was here today, we would say he's not a powerful or successful preacher because he did not perform one miracle. If John the Baptist was here, you would notice that he did not raise the dead. Didn't the scripture say that John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Spirit even when he was in his mother's womb? So was he a failure? So true success is not measured by who performs miracles, because there are many performing miracles and their hearts are not with God. But true success is the one who understands God's program. John the Baptist did. Because as soon as he sees Jesus, he says, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He knew what God was up to. I want to ask you, do you know what God is doing in our world today? Or it is about just what your church is doing?
Thank you for joining us on this spiritual encounter. Need more help? Text radio to 301-696-8555 or visit us on the web at covenantfamilychapel.org. You may also visit us at one of our in-person services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and discover the difference that the kingdom of God makes. Like up on social media, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Covenant One Family.